Discover a career that matters at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Be part of an innovative team delivering world-class health care and benefits to America's veterans. Enjoy robust benefits, work-life balance, and career development opportunities. Join a diverse and inclusive community that values your unique background and skills, a community where nearly 1 in 3 of your colleagues are veterans themselves. Apply now at vacareers.va.gov.
3, 2, 1.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Commissioner Cooper, and it's time for TSS Fantasy.
That's what it is.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Commissioner Cooper, and it's time for TSS Fantasy.
Yeah!
All right, it's Friday night. I hope you're feeling all right. Sit back, relax, let yourself go. It's Friday night focus for week 5 with TSS. Let's get the introduction started. Welcome into the studio, Justin Jesus Herrera.
Yes, sir, and I'm going to keep it quick this week, unlike our game last night, which just droned on forever. I'm going to get straight to the point. If you're looking for rankings, which we know you are because you're trying to set your lineups, go to tssfantasy.com, get all of our rankings. Everybody's updated at this point. So we are on par, we are ready to go, and we are ready to give you that good information. And if you need some merch, you need some cool stuff, you see that logo up there, it's pretty tight, right? The night, right? Yeah, pretty tight. Go on to our site, get our new merch, get some of our shirts, get a hat, get something, rep TSS Fantasy. We are growing every single day. And I'll leave this for Nick, but subscribe for us too. Because why, Nick? What are we offering?
What are we offering? We are offering a CJ2K NFL football, signed NFL football, courtesy of Justin, because I don't know who the hell got it to us. But anyway, right. I know he was responsible. So please click and subscribe. We don't honor your waiting there, sir. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you do, but you're not welcome here. So anyway, Justin, was that the end of your intro?
He was.
I was trying to make it a transition.
Yeah, he was trying to transition to you, but you know, I got to introduce him though. He's got to get the Nick you got, Flander Macaronis. Welcome to the studio.
Hey, I got two words for you. Let's ride.
That's it. That was all. I was expecting a little more. All right. Yeah. Well,
I got nothing else. Right. What am I gonna do? It's Friday night.
We definitely got to ride into that for sure. All right, let's like Justin alluded to, hit the subscribe button. We're giving the CJ2K football. All you got to do is hit subscribe. We're giving it away here at the end of the month. I know I kept prepping it, but we're end of this month. We're giving it away. Hit the subscribe button. You'll want to. That'll be on Halloween night. We'll give that out. That'll be fun. Also, don't forget, go to Underdog Fantasy. Use the promo code TSS. We're going to double that deposit up to $100. I know it's crazy, but why do we do those crazy things, Justin?
Because we freaking can.
No. It's because we're the fantasy show of the people, Justin. When did the When did the switch get flipped? When?
I don't know.
When,
I don't know.
When did you become the turd and I became the nice guy? It's usually the way around.
I know. I did switch that up on you guys, and I don't know what happened. Then I just kept.
We got to be versatile. I understand. The commission's just keeping us straight over here.
You know what? We are going to go with the F word today. We are going to be fluid.
Fluid. I like that. All right. Well, speaking of that, let's talk about some news. In the news is somebody did the shame walk last night coming home, and his name was Russell Wilson. That
wasn't me. Okay, good.
Maybe it was, Nick, but that was quite embarrassing last night. I mean, on both sides of the football, quite frankly. I know, and let me just say this before I kick it off to you guys. The bottom line is I'm tired of hearing people like complaining about, oh, the football last night, the football. It's still football, bro. I was still watching it. And what was cool is at the ending was actually cool. You know what I mean? There was some drama. And I actually was, you know, I just kept finding myself going, wow, wow, wow. Like the mistakes after mistakes after mistakes, especially Russell Wilson was making. I just didn't think it was going to happen. But anyway, long story short. You know, the Colts pull it off. Matt Ryan last night, you know, again, not very solid. 251, had the two interceptions. Nyheim Hines, we saw what happened there. And that, how crazy is that when that just happened to Tua? So, of course, that happened to have someone else on a Sunday night or a Thursday night game where everyone's watching. That's crazy enough. But, you know, hopefully everything's all right with him. Deion Jackson, I said as soon as this guy, like, hit the field, I've never seen him before. But as soon as I think he caught like a little one-handed pass. It was like his first time seeing him. He had some juice on him. Like, he was pretty impressed. I don't know if that was just last night, but that was pretty. He looked pretty good last night. He had 13 carries for 62 yards, 4 receptions for 29 yards. Alex Pierce came up, 8 receptions, 81 yards. I guess that was 2 weeks in a row where he's out. Caught Michael Pittman, so something to take note of, obviously. On the other side, we've mentioned it. Russell Wilson, 274, 2 interceptions, the one at the end. It doesn't make sense. Like, you know, Richard Sherman said, how are you not learning from your mistakes? I mean, it's just crazy. Mike says we're all over the place, but I guess we're right here in Thursday Night Football. Boy, better get with it. Melvin Gordon, you know, again, he looked okay, I guess. I mean, just not the Melvin Gordon I was expecting, I guess, from the previous year. They both looked so good running the football, and just not the Melvin Gordon that I was expecting to see. 15 carries, 54 yards. He averaged 3.6 yards, 3 receptions for 49 yards. Cortland Sutton, you know, that's all basically really, obviously, at the end, what Russell Wilson was looking for. He had 5 receptions, Cortland Sutton, for 74 yards. Jerry Jeudy, 3 receptions for 53 yards, excuse me. Really could have had a couple of big boom plays too, but just missed out on them. Justin, we'll go to you first. I know you were talking a lot of smack about Russell Wilson. I said you're a Russell Wilson hater, but what do you got to say about last night?
So, Nick, you know, you said the right word, fluid. Fluidity. There was none to it on either offense. I mean, this was a game where I think we had like a record like 25 defensive stops. And, you know, they were just not – I mean, we had 12 punts in this game, guys. Think about that. That's the amount of points that was the winning score was 12. Like, this was just a game of 3 and outs, and it was just happening so much. Coop, you were brave, and you stayed till the end. I remember I knocked out about the third quarter. I was just like, I'm done with this game. I got to get up early in the morning. It ain't even worth it. But, yeah, I mean, you know, and here's saying something for you. Matt Ryan was making more plays than I think Russell Wilson was. As far as athletic plays go, like, he had the jump shot fucking pass to, like, Michael Pittman. He was doing all kinds of crazy things to make shit happen. And Russell Wilson, I mean, not for naught, man. You can call me a hater, whatever. I saw this guy for freaking 11 straight seasons in San Francisco. You know, absolutely, he would do the bare minimum to beat the 49ers. It would irk me because I'd be like, you look at this guy's stat sheet, it's 220, 2 touchdowns and an interception. I was just like, this guy is not fantasy gold. And he's finally starting to show that he's truly fool's gold in his new uniform. I don't know, man. I don't know what it is, but this guy has got to, you know, It was his lackluster. His performance really showed on the presser when he said Broncos country. And then he walked off and you just hear this, let's ride, in the very faded background. You're just like, all right, this guy might be already checked out. We want to blame Hackett. I don't know if he's the problem anymore, because Hackett even came out and said, I just let freaking Russ do his thing on that last play. He saw what he saw and he checked out of it. So
AJ Hammer obviously was upset because, you know, like he said, he could have walked in and he was right. He just would have looked a little bit to him. You know, he had him wide open. Nick, what do you say about last night?
Well, I think I can sum it up with last night's performance for both teams was the original name for this show.
Yes. Got it.
And if you don't know, you can figure it out what TSS together might stand for, right? So it was just awful. You know, I don't know if the quarterbacks knew that they had to throw to the receivers on their own teams last night. It was just ugly. You know, forcing the ball in there. I'm mad at myself because I knew I should not have played Michael Pittman last night, but I listened to damn Mike Clay on ESPN, and he says, you got to play him. And I was like, well, he gets paid. He must know more than me. Bull. He don't know nothing. And I should have listened to myself, and I should have played. Huh?
I said, that's the point of our show.
I know. And I should have played Devin Duvernay in his spot. So anyway, it was horrible. Russell Wilson right now has got to get his act together. They said, you know, you got to let Russ cook. Well, if you let Russ cook now, you might get a sloppy PB&J. It may look tasty, but I'll tell you what, it ain't going to taste good going down. So in any event, Russell Wilson is not living up to his contract. I have no idea what the hell I'm talking about. He is not living up to his contract right now. And, you know, the funny thing is, I heard on the presser this morning, and I had to rewind it back, that Nathaniel Hackett says, we got the go-ahead to go for it on fourth and goal. From who? You are the go-ahead guy. You are the one that says, we're going to score, or we're going to kick, or we're going to go for it. And it was a makeup call from week one. When he pulled them and said, no, we're going to kick the 68-yarder or whatever it was. He goes, all right, well, I got $250 million quarterback. Might as well let him throw. So, again, in hindsight, 2020, he should have kicked. He should have went for a tie. But damn it. I mean, you got KJ Hammer wide open. Hit him in the end zone. He's forced it to Cortland Sutton.
If you're on one of those, you know, award shows, the red light would be blinking right now. Like, all right, wrap it up.
And I'm Jimmy V saying, I don't care about that red light. I got cancer all over my body. I'm worried about a blinking red light.
Talking about this game that long, I have no idea. Mike brought up that the Broncos D did all right. So the Colts D, actually. They both scored well, with Colts D getting that block as well. So
yeah, because their quarterbacks helped out.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so just to bring up some injury news, again, I'll just scroll through these, but these are just something to take note of. Brian Scott will be on Sunday, so check us out on Sunday morning at 8 a.m. We're going to talk about all these players that are kind of wishy-washy, but let's talk about some that are out. Kyle Pitts is out, so that's going to be big news, obviously, in that big matchup with the Bucs. Rashad Bateman is out. You talked about Devin Duvernay. That would have been a big play for you. You know, with him out, Jameis Winston is out for that Saints game, so might want to take note of that. Also, Michael Thomas is out. Godwin looks like he's ready to go. David Montgomery still questionable, but it looks like he's trending on not going, so you want to watch that. Swift is out. That was somebody else that was out. So Jamal Williams, once again, a good play this week. Tyreek Hill came up questionable, limited in practice though, so he should be able to go. Keenan Allen is also out. So you want to check him out. I think Jordan Palmer as well is a little hobbled. So again, Mike Williams, yeah. I don't want to spoil anything, but it might be a good start this week in that particular matchup. So anywho, we got a lot to talk about. So let's move on, and we're going to get to our weekly breakdown. Breakdown! All right, Friday night, feeling all right. Let's focus now on some games. First game as you wake up on Sunday morning after you watch us, of course, at 8 a.m. You go watch the London game at 9:30. It's Giants at Packers. Giants against the fantasy QBs are ninth. This is a little, their defensive stats kind of surprised me a little bit. They are 15th against fantasy running backs. They are number one against fantasy receivers. Is that crazy enough? And 10th versus the tight end. Again, the Packers now, they're 6th versus fantasy quarterbacks, 12th versus running backs, 8th versus receivers, and 4th versus tight ends. Justin, I'll go to you on the Packers side. Who you like and don't like in the matchup?
Well, so a lot of that, you know, if you listen to footballers, this week, you know, they introduced us to their adjusted schedule ratings. And obviously the Giants have played some pretty lackluster talent on their schedule. They played the Titans, the Panthers, Cowboys, and the Bears, teams that, you know, can make any defense really look good. So for me, this is like the first test for them. I mean, they've got a Hall of Fame quarterback with Aaron Rodgers, right? And then you've got Aaron Jones, A.J. Dillon, and then you've got Alan Lazard. You've got a plethora of talent over there. Guys I like in this game, I like Aaron Rodgers, of course. I actually really like A.J. Dillon. I think that they're going to try and get him more involved in this offense this week. He's been kind of taking the back seat. He's been the 1B, even though they said we have two 1As. I think he's been significantly the 1B, and I think they want to get him more involved in this game, probably on the running side more than the passing side. And then as the receivers go, I don't know about you guys. I'm confident starting Romeo Doubs. I'm very confident. Back-to-back games, he's had some pretty good outings. I think that, you know, he's a go in this one. Alan Lazard, you could probably throw in as a flex. There's really only one guy I don't like in this game on the Packers side, and that's Robert Tonyan. And I think that's just because there's not going to be enough touches to go around for him. But Aaron Jones, I think he's always going to be good for PPR-wise because he's going to be the receiving back. And then A.J. Dillon, like I said, I think they get him more involved on the rushing game today. Or not today, Sunday.
Yeah, I have Aaron Jones ranked 7th this week. I think that he's going to be a big player in this particular matchup. Nick, on the Giants side, who do you like and well or don't like?
I like Saquon Barkley, and I don't like everybody else. because the Giants – well, because Green Bay, they are 13th against the run. And I don't know what other offense the Giants have. I don't Richie James, I don't know who the hell he is. I just know that he's a receiver on the Giants. That's it. Kenny Galladay, Casper. And Tony, Casper. So, again, it's Barkley and the kicker. That's it. And the only reason why the Giants are doing so well is because they played they're playing strong defense against a weak schedule. Other than that, they're garbage.
Danny Dimes a good going for this matchup, so maybe sneaking one in like he did last week
Danny
as well.
Dimes.
I got Saquon Barkley this week, number 3 overall. You know, again, as you mentioned, and as Nikki alluded to, with no receivers, watch for those dump-offs to Saquon as well. So he could end up having a really big fantasy day, regardless of the Giants' outcome, so to speak. So, all right, let's move on to the next matchup, the Falcons at the Bucs. The Falcons, defensively, they are 23rd against fantasy QBs. They are 11th versus fantasy running backs. They're 27th versus receivers and 30th versus the tight end. Man, too bad they don't have Gronk anymore. The Bucs, they are 11th versus fantasy QBs, 2nd versus running backs, 14th versus receivers, and 29th versus tight end. And too bad, because this is going to have been a nice Kyle Pitts day for him. Nick, who you like on the Bucs side?
Oh, on the Bucs side, if they're on offense...
Managing the effects of heart disease and stroke can be challenging for the people who live with it and for supportive people like you who care for others often more than they care for themselves. Millions of caregivers like you make sacrifices every day without thinking of how it may impact their own well-being. That's why the American Heart Association is asking caregivers to boldly advocate for themselves like they do for others, because your mental, physical, and emotional health depends on it. Start by eating well, being more active, getting a full 7 to 8 hours of sleep, and just making time for yourself. Learn more through the American Heart Association by visiting heart.org/caregiver.
Discover a career that matters at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Be part of an innovative team delivering world-class healthcare and benefits to America's veterans. Enjoy robust benefits, work-life balance, and career development opportunities. Join a diverse and inclusive community that values your unique background and skills. A community where nearly 1 in 3 of your colleagues are veterans themselves. Apply now at vacareers.va.gov.
I think they're good to go. Right now, the Bucks are 86% chance to win. I think Tommy's a little tired of bad football, as he said earlier today. So Godwin's coming back. I think Lenny's going to get right with the dump offs. And I know last week he had -3 rushing yards. Okay, but he did most of his damage on dump off passes. And I like Mike Evans. I like Mike Evans this week. He's a definite start.
All right. And on the Atlanta side, Justin, is there anyone besides Drake London that you might like this week?
I don't even like Drake London this week. I think that the Bucs are going to be coming for blood against Mariota. I think they're going to be keeping him down all game long. Drake London is the obvious choice without Pitts being there, but that's also the obvious choice for the defense to cover, right? So when I look at that, I'm like, okay, you know, Pitts could, or London could have a good day, or I could be just like, say, fuck it, and put him on my bench and say, you know what, I'll take the L if he does, because at the end of the day, I don't like Mariota. I don't like Tyler Algier. I don't like freaking, obviously Pitts is not there. I don't know, like, whoever the hell their backup tight end is. And I don't like Olmead Zaccheaus, the guy who's going to be running opposite of Drake London. So, you know, at that point, you know, you're going to have Drake London, who's a talented receiver, but he's also a rookie who's going to be going up against a double team all the time, mostly Jamel Dean and Antoine Winfield on the other side, two pretty solid players. And then you've got Mariota, who's behind a bad line, who's going to be feeling a lot of pressure. If I have to, Drake London's the only guy I'm starting.
So what does that mean exactly? Where do you have Drake London at? Would you flex him? Where you say if you'd had to flex him, or would you start him as a wide receiver 2 this week?
Yeah,
I have him 21st.
High end flex. That's it. I think he's a little outside the 24 range, but I still think he could get some points.
I think he's an easy play this week because the simple fact, like you mentioned, I think Tom Brady's actually going to go out for blood this week. So I think they're just going to have to keep throwing the football just to kind of keep in it. So garbage time is definitely going to rack up for Drake London, I think, too. All right, let's go to the Bears at the Vikings. The Bears, they are quarterback-wise against fantasy QBs. They're 13th. They're 24th versus the running backs. They're second versus the receivers. That's what surprised me, seeing the Giants and the Bears, number 1 and 2. I guess that was kind of from last week. The tight ends were their number 9. The Vikings, they are 17th versus fantasy QBs, 27th versus running backs, 21st versus receivers, 22nd versus the tight ends. On the Vikings side, Justin, who you like and don't like?
Dalvin Cook. Dalvin Cook, I'm a huge proponent. Dalvin Cook gets his first 100-yard game this week. Alexander Mattison will probably still get some touches too. Might see a touchdown. The reason that the Bears are so good against the quarterback is because the running backs just eat them up and they don't have to use the quarterback. So that means for me, I might not even be in on Kirk Cousins this week. I mean, I know that this offense is predicated off of the Rams offense, but I mean, he might only get like 18 points or so. So if he's a super flex guy, but if you're going just straight 12 team single QB leagues, you might want to look at somebody else just because he might not have to do much this week. So I'll never cut out Justin Jefferson because you spend too high capital to not start him. Adam Thielen is in that flex territory, but 100% Dalvin Cook startable. Alexander Mattison is flex worthy as well in this game.
Anyone you like on the Bears side, Nick?
The only person I like on the Bears side is Khalil Herbert. Khalil Herbert could be an RB2 if you're weak at the running game, but if you're strong at the running game, he's definitely a flex. Got to play him. He's right now, he's their only offense. Who else? I mean, you can't put in a Bears receiver because number one, they don't have one. You can't put in Cole Kmet. So the only viable offensive player that Chicago has is Khalil Herbert.
Indeed. Totally agree with you. All right, let's move on to another one. Lions at the Patriots.
Lions. Never mind. Nick. Never mind.
All right, Lions, they are 32nd dead last against fantasy QBs. They're 31st versus the running backs, 26th versus receivers, 26th versus tight ends. And on the Patriots side, they are 24th versus QBs, 5th versus fantasy running backs, 13th versus receivers, and 27th against tight ends. Nick, who you like on the Lions side?
Who I like on the Lions side? Surprisingly, I like, in a two quarterbacks super flex, I like Goff. And I always like Amon-Ra St. Brown. So those two you can play. Running game, Swift is out. Reynolds could get some spot. You know, he might get a big run or two, but only Goff and St. Brown.
All right, you tell Nick prepared for this because actually it'd be the play here is T.J. Hockenson with the one hole in the Patriots defense is definitely the tight end. He's a big play, and Amon-Ra St. Brown may not play this game. So you know.
Well, if you do know that the Patriots do take away the best receiving option, so therefore
do they?
Hockenson would not be.
But man. You just mentioned that Amon-Ra St. Brown would be a good start for you, right? Okay, great.
He's always a start.
Great, great analysis, Justin. What say you on the Patriots side? Anybody you like?
Jacoby Myers, if he suits up, I like him, and I like the running backs, Ramondre Stevenson and Damian Harris. Been in a good split, and that Lions defense against the rush has been pretty poor. Other than that, I mean, you have to be pretty deep. You have to be pretty deep into it if you're, starting Bailey Zappi. I don't think I would try that one. And outside of, I mean, maybe you take a dart throw at Hunter Henry if you don't have Kyle Pitts. Going with Devontae Parker at all because I think that Jacoby Myers eats it up if, you know, he's back in the roster. And it looks like he is. He had limited practice this week. Usually it means that they're going to play. So only one receiver is viable, and that's Jacoby Myers. On the running backs tandem, I think both could be viable. And then, like I said, no Bailey Zappi for me unless you're like bottom of the barrel digging. You need a second quarterback.
Hockenson is hobbled, Mike. You know, you saw you in the comments, but he is set to play, however. All right, let's move on to the biggest matchup of the day in the AFC South, the Texans at the Jags. Actually, it's not really a joking matter anymore. The Jaguars are legit. Against fantasy QBs, they are 15th. Against running backs, they're 26th. Against receivers, 12th. Against tight ends, they are 8th. Texans also pretty legit defensively. Against fantasy QBs, they've been 10th. Running backs, they are dead last, though, 32nd. Receiver, 10th. And tight end, 17th. Justin, who you like and don't lie on the Jags side?
Jags, I like Trevor Lawrence. I like James Robinson and Christian Kirk. Everybody else, not even worth a flex to me. I mean, Zay Jones could go off, but that's the could. That's the could factor. Do I want to bank it on Zay Jones going off, or do I want to use somebody else? I'll use somebody else, but Kirk, Robinson, and Lawrence for sure. Oh, also in the Jaguars defense because they are mighty hungry and they are getting after the quarterback.
Yeah, I like Mr. Robinson and even Travis Etienne might be show up today with the Texans not so good against the ground game. Yeah.
That's always a maybe.
Nick, what say you, my friend, for the Texan side? Who do you like?
Pierce and Cooks as flex. That's it.
Wow. So I think I like Damon Pierce a little more than a flex. I think he's RB2. I think he's earned that RB2 status. And again, Jags, they're 26 against running backs. So they're not exactly, you know, the cream of the crop defensively, but Damian Pierce, definitely a good play for sure. Chargers at the Browns. The Chargers are, man, surprisingly, all this money for this big defense. They're 20th against fantasy QBs, 30th against running backs, 23rd against receivers, and 13th versus tight ends. Browns on the other side, they are 16th versus quarterbacks, 22nd versus running backs, 17th versus receivers, and 6th versus tight ends. Nick, who you like on the Chargers side or don't like?
You always got to play Justin Herbert, obviously. I like Eckler this week. I think he's going to have a bounce back, especially in the passing game. And I like Mike Williams this week.
All righty. And Justin, who do you like and don't like on the Brown side of the ball?
So, as you said, the run game has been torturous towards the Chargers. So I am going to start both running backs with confidence. Hunt is definitely more of the flex version of it, and Chubb is the RB1, hands down. Go for it. Cooper, with J.C. Jackson on the other side, this is a big test for him. I still don't want to bench him, but he drops to kind of maybe a wide receiver 3 flex area for me. And then, you know, crazy enough as it could be, Jacoby Brissett can make that game manager game and be an okay QB2 in a super flex league for you. Mm-hmm. Also, David Njoku, they were highlighting on the NFL Network, David Njoku always has big games against the Chargers. Oh, it has been averaging a touchdown in every single game he's played against the Chargers. That might be the actual play, especially in DFS lineups.
All right. I like that. Maybe Njoku finally show up. I mean, he had a pretty decent season so far, which is kind of surprising. All right, guys. Well, let's get to our starts of the week. All right, Justin, we'll start with you. Tell us about your starts of the week.
Yeah, so I got Ryan Tannehill against Washington. Washington has been one of the bottom feeder defenses against the quarterback. And I look at Ryan Tannehill as somebody who can pull out 2 touchdowns at least in this game and maybe even a 3rd on the ground. I think that he's a good play for this week. Also, James Robinson going against Houston. That's averaged 167 yards per game to opposing running backs. That's absolutely insane. James Robinson hit a hiccup last week against probably one of the best run defenses in the game. I think he has a nice bounce back week this week. Next one is Chris Godwin against the Falcons. Last week he had 10 targets in his return game. I look for, you know, the Falcons are going to be able to try and take away Mike Evans with AJ Terrell, the all-pro corner on the other side, which is leaving Godwin to absolutely terrorize the slot and the perimeter on the outside as the wide receiver too. I look for Godwin to have maybe a similar day to what Mike Evans had last week with 2 touchdowns. Irv Smith Jr. is kind of like a dart throw here. I think with this Bears offense, there's going to be some chance for throwing the ball, and I'm just kind of looking at it as it's a good matchup overall. And I think that, you know, maybe he can come out with 1 touchdown. Maybe he catches the 2nd one this time. And I finish it up with the Jags defense going against the Houston Texans. Like I said, the Jags have been absolutely a shocker this year, but that defense is for real, and that, you know, number 1 pick overall, everybody was questioning. He's also for real. He's got a pick this year and multiple sacks. He's doing very well for himself.
Indeed. I have to say, though, I think Irv Smith Jr. is that one dart that you just keep throwing every week. So just
yeah, it's got to stick, right?
Eventually it will. All right, Nick, let's go to your starts this week. Who do you like?
Irv Smith Jr. had 1 showing against Philadelphia, and that was it. And he could have had 2 touchdowns, but dropped them. So I'm going to go with Derek Carr this week. He's going up the Chiefs that are 28th against quarterbacks, and that's always as Cooper likes to say, a fantasy bonanza. I got Damian Harris going up against Detroit, which is 32nd against running backs. And he's going to get a lot of work because of Zippo Zappy back there handing off with force. And then I got T. Higgins this week against the Ravens, because the last two times the Bungholes have played the Ravens, they dropped 82 points on them combined. So and they are dead last against receivers. I got Dallas Goedert going against going up against Arizona. They are 26th against NFL tight ends. And then I got on defense the 49ers. The 49ers are playing Carolina, and Carolina just sucks.
What are they
versus that game.
College tight ends?
I'm sorry, what?
I said, what are they versus college tight ends?
First. They're first against college tight ends.
All right, let's go to my starts of the week. Let's go to Joe Burrow, probably like my easiest one. The Ravens against fantasy QBs are 31st. Joe Burrow got all the weapons. Love that start. Easy all day. Love Joe Burrow this week. Josh Jacobs at Kansas City, to me, is another easy start. Kansas City is 28th versus fantasy QBs, or excuse me, running backs, my bad. So again, I think it'd be, and we keep doubting, like I've mentioned before, we keep doubting Josh Jacobs. Every week he's up in the top, at least 15. So I definitely see a big night for him on Monday night. Mike Williams again against Cleveland with Keenan Allen, Josh Palmer down as well. I mean, there's going to be some slim pickings, I guess. I think Gerald Everett also came up on the injury report as well. So maybe he's also a little hobbled. So either way, I think Mike Williams is a great play against Cleveland. TJ Hockenson, I just mentioned a minute ago. I like him as a start this week against New England. That's that one Achilles heel that they do have. It's not a great defense, but they are 27th against fantasy tight end, so it's a good play. And again, America's team, that's your start this week for the defense. I mean, they should be number one, quite frankly, because, I mean, who the hell wants to see the Jets offense? Kevin wants to say be nice to the Bengals, Nick. He actually, Nick.
I am.
Kevin, just so you know, he calls them the bungholes when he sends those picks in for the Bengals.
Yeah,
so
that, I call them the bungholes.
That's how nice he is. All right, let's go on to
the
breakdown. We were talking about the America's team, the Miami Dolphins facing the Jets. The Dolphins are 30th versus fantasy QBs. They're 7th versus running backs, 28th versus receivers, and 28th versus tight ends. On the Jets side of the football, they're 22nd versus fantasy QBs. They are 17th versus fantasy running backs, 18th versus receivers, and 19th versus tight ends. I've heard what you guys had to say all night. I really don't care what you have to say about this game because I'm going to break it down for you. Teddy Bridgewater is a great play this week, especially in DFS. If you can snag him, he's going to be a cheap buy. So I would definitely get him this week. Tyreek Hill is going to be fine. He came up a little hobble, but he'll be playing. So he's a great play this week. He's definitely receiver one, no doubt about it. You plug him and forget it. Jalen Waddle as well. I know I'm a little concerned with because he came up hobbled last week as well, and it is the groin area. Those do kind of linger. It's almost like a hamstring type injury where you're, you know, it's that constant like pull on the muscle. So it does concern me a little for Jalen in the matchup. And I'm not really buying Gesicki at all, but I do like Raheem Mostert in this matchup as well. But who knows? That's going to be one of those. I'm going to say Raheem Mostert, and then it's going to be Chase Edmonds. On the Jets side of the football, I don't like anyone other than Tyler Conklin. I think he's a good play. Every time I tell you guys, every time they play America's team, start to tight end. That's the Achilles heel on the Dolphins, period. So I like that on that side of the football. All right, we're done talking about that. Let's go to the Steelers and the Bills. See how I just don't even care what you guys have to say about that game. Steelers at the Bills. The Steelers are 19th versus fantasy QBs, 25th versus running backs, 24th versus receivers, 16th versus tight ends. Bills, QBs, number 2, running back, 8, receiver, 4, tight end, 2. I mean, you can put up any kind of schedule you want on the fantasy footballers. This Bills defense is nasty. Justin, what say you? Who you like on the Bills and don't like on the Bills side?
Yeah. I mean, Nick, how funny would it be if the Jets beat the Dolphins? Would we see Commissioner Cooper on Monday? No, we wouldn't see him on Monday anyways.
We should see him on Tuesday. Hold on. Wait a minute. We should do this WWE style. WWE. Cooper versus Justin. If the Jets win, Cooper must relinquish all hosting duties for the rest of the season to you.
No, that's dumb.
Yeah, oh, come on.
Anyway. Okay, Nick. Great job. All right.
Thanks,
so,
Commissioner Nick.
Yeah, way to go, Nick. Womp, womp, womp. All right, Justin, what say you? Who you like on the Bills side?
Managing the effects of heart disease and stroke can be challenging for the people who live with it and for supportive people like you who care for others often more than they care for themselves. Millions of caregivers like you make sacrifices every day without thinking of how it may impact their own well-being. That's why the American Heart Association is asking caregivers to boldly advocate for themselves like they do for others, because your mental, physical, and emotional health depends on it. Start by eating well, being more active, getting a full 7 to 8 hours of sleep, and just making time for yourself. Learn more through the American Heart Association by visiting heart.org/caregiver.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I mean, who do you not like on the Bills side? I mean, I think this is even a get-right game for Gabriel Davis. You know, everybody's been waiting for it, and I'm just like, okay, so here's your game. Pittsburgh's got a soft defense without TJ Watt. You know, they've got, you know, two options. You can either guard Stephon Diggs, you can guard Gabriel Davis. I think that, you know, Gabe Davis is going to go off. Josh Allen, he's going to have his normal game. This could be a big, you know, Devin Singletary wake-up game as well. We could finally see him breaking into that maybe RB1 range in this game. And then one guy I'm actually completely off on until he proves me wrong, and I've been off on him, is Dawson Knox. That's it. Other than that, I mean, I like the Isaiah McKenzie play because he's proven in the past couple weeks he can take on that slot role and he can make it, you know, actually worth a damn as far as points goes. And then, you know, like I said, Gabriel Davis get right week. How many weeks has he sat out with this ankle injury? Come on, man, you got to start showing something. So I like everybody except for Dawson Knox on the Bills side. And I love the Bills defense in this game against a rookie quarterback that just threw three interceptions. Oh, locked and loaded.
It's apropos you don't like Dawson Knox because he's not even playing. Nick, what say you? Who do you like on the Steelers side?
The only person I like on the Steelers side, just because of the sheer volume, is Najee Harris. Everybody else, sit.
Yeah. I mean, oof, I couldn't even start anyone in this one. It's going to be, I think that one's going to be real ugly come Sunday. All right, let's go to the next one. That means, of course, the Steelers are going to win. Let's go to the next one. Seahawks at the Saints. The Saints fantasy QBs, they are 8th. Running backs, they are 4th, 22nd against receivers, and 3rd versus fantasy tight ends. On the Seahawks side, 27th versus fantasy QBs, 29th versus running backs, 6th versus receivers, dead last versus tight ends. Nick, who you like on the Saints side?
I like Alvin Kamara just because of the fact that the red rifle is starting.
Red rum.
Well, Red Rooster was going to come out, and I knew that wasn't it. So the Red Rifle, Andy Dalton's going to be playing, so it's going to be more volume for Alvin Kamara. And I like Chris Olave. I think he's going to be young, up-and-coming player. I believe last time I checked, I believe that
you can fly?
No. Thomas is questionable. I'm having a bad day.
He's out. He's out.
Yeah, he's out. So it's got to be a big Chris Olave day and a sneaky play. If you're in a deep league and you're reaching, Taysom Hill. Taysom Hill might have a sneaky good game this week.
I don't think that's reaching at all. They're dead last against fantasy tight ends. And, you know, you can play him as a tight end. And you got, you know, Andy Dalton, and who knows how many reps he's going to get a QB. Justin, what say you on the Seahawks side? Who you like on that side?
They're all crap.
Are they, though?
No,
that was just upset Kevin.
That was just for Kevin. That's a little shout out to Kevin right there. You know, I actually, in this game, I don't mind starting Geno Smith if you have a bad option. Like, if you had, you know, Russell Wilson, you benched him. Good job. But But if you have like somebody who has maybe a least favorable matchup on this one, I'd go Geno Smith. He's rolling with some thunder right now. One guy on the receiver end I'm not liking is DK Metcalf. And flip side, I like Tyler Lockett this week. You know, Marcus Lattimore is still one of the better corners in the game. He'll have Metcalf all day long. And then on the other side, you know, I don't even know who the corner's name is. So that tells you how good he probably is. As far as Tyrann Mathieu goes, I think he'll probably lock up whoever is starting at tight end, whether it's Colby Parkinson, Noah Fant maybe show up or something. So I'm not going with the tight end. Sneaky play is going to be actually, I think that, you know, Rashad Penny and Kenneth Walker might be sneaky plays in this game. Kenneth Walker, more or less somebody to watch on your bench, but he's been getting an uptick in playing time ever since he's been back. So might be seeing more of a transition towards him getting a bigger role in this offense. Rashad Penny coming off his best game of the week. I don't think he'll do that to the Saints, but I know that they will be a run first team. So when you have that, you always want to get those guys in, even if it's a flex.
Yeah, I'm not playing anybody on Seahawks after all that. Anyway, Bandy, what's up, my brother? Happy belated birthday to you. Appreciate you. And Kevin said, come on, Justin. Tighten up. All right, let's go to the next matchup. Titans at the Commanders.
What are we talking about?
Titans quarterbacks are 26. Running backs are 18th. They are 29th versus receivers and 24th versus the tight ends. On the Commander side, they are 25th versus QBs, 6th versus running backs, 30th versus receivers, and 11th versus the tight ends. Justin, who you like on the Commander side?
Crazy enough, I like Carson Wentz. The secondary has been a problem for the Titans. You know, he's got to show it sometime, right? Or else they're just going to, you know, be the same old Commanders, and Riverboat Ron's going to be looking for a job on the riverboat somewhere. Then, you know, is this Antonio Gibson's last chance to have a job? I mean, Brian Robinson is practicing. The reports came out saying he didn't think he was going to be doing as much as he did. I think this is his last chance to prove that he deserves some of the touches in this offense. And if he doesn't, then Brian Robinson might make a second half appearance in this game. So I'm going to hesitantly start Antonio Gibson because of the matchup as a flex and see where that gets me. Hopefully he feels the little fire under his ass and he feels it to a nice game. And then on the outside with Dotson being questionable, I think he's not even going to play, but last I heard it was questionable. So Commissioner Cooper just broke it. He's out. Terry McLaurin is a good play. I like him as the deep threat in this one. And then obviously you put Curtis Samuel in the slot.
Yeah, Terry, scary, and Curtis could be a decent one. Who you like on the Titans side, Nick?
Well, Washington is a second team for next week's Thursday night snoozer, the Bears at the Commanders. I can't wait for that game.
Going to the movies for that one.
Right? So, anyway, as far as Tennessee goes, I like Ryan Tannehill because Washington is 25th against quarterbacks, so we could have a big day. I'm not crazy about Derrick Henry only because they're seventh against running backs. So Derrick Henry might have a bad day, but a bad day for Derrick Henry might be a good day for just about everybody else. You have to play him. I mean, you're not going to sit Derrick Henry. He's going to fall in the end zone. And then I also like Robert Woods because they are, looked at it, 31st against wide receivers. So, and you might get some Derrick Henry check down passes. So those are my three Titans that you're going to play this week.
Yeah, I actually like those a lot. I like Bobby Trees a lot this week. It'd be a nice bounce back for him. Although I keep saying that, and then he never shows up for some.
So stop saying that. Then he'll show up.
Just stop saying it. All right. Speaking of stop saying and not showing up, let's talk about guys that we don't like this week. We call them Flanders Flop.
Calm down, Italy, diddly, 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 diddly. They did their best. Shoddily, Italy, Italy, diddly. Gotta be nice. Hostility, diddly, diddly, diddly. Ah, hell, diddly, ding, dong, crap. Can't you morons do anything right?
Gucci flip-flops, make a kick rock. This a big clock, shake the wristwatch. Gucci flip-flops, fake it, hit your bitch a
All right, Nick, you're up. Your segment to lead, my friend. Tell us about the guys you don't like this week.
Oh, let me start with Kyler Murray. I said Kyler Murray the last time. Don't play him. He had a crappy game. So right now I am 1-for-1. Now I'm going to be 2-for-2 because right now Philly is fourth against quarterbacks. I say you're gonna sit Ezekiel Elliott for two reasons. Number one, the Rams are the number one against running backs. And number two, you might see pretty soon, you might see Zeke on the waiver wire. So if you need a running back, you just might pick him up for free. Okay. The next guy I have is DJ Moore.
Nobody's dropping Zeke, bro.
Well, hey, you never know, right? The way he keeps on playing. I got DJ Moore at wide receiver simply because of the fact that he's not producing and he plays with number six. I got Tyler Higbee because they're playing Dallas, and Dallas is number six against tight ends. And I have sitting the Rams defense because right now, even though with Cooper Rush, everyone thought that myself included, that Dallas's offense was going to fall off a cliff. They're rolling, folks. They are rolling. Even though the Rams do stop the run, they do not stop the pass. So it should be a field day for CD Lamb. So again, you heard it here first, folks.
Cooper Rush. All right, Justin.
Oh, what a rush.
Justin, what say you, man? What a great football name. That's all I got to say. What? Give me your flops of the week.
He's the second best Cooper, but that's not his fault because he's going to be playing the first best Cooper in that game. Matthew Stafford.
The best Cooper's right here, bro. Like, that's where I thought you were going with. Like, come on.
Well, I mean, Cooper as in a first name. Like, you're Cooper as in a last name. I'm not going to say Amari Cooper's better than you. Maybe at receiver. But Matthew Stafford is my first one up. Matthew Stafford has been pretty atrocious during this stretch. I mean, whether it's tendonitis or he can't find Allen Robinson, there's something wrong there. And now he's playing against the defense, that's leading the way in sacks right now. And I think this is just, I mean, you're coming off a 7-sack game against the 49ers, and now you're going into the team that's just 1 sack ahead of the 49ers. Yeah, I think it's going to be a disastrous game for Stafford. Najee Harris, my running back. You said it best. This defense overall, schedule adjusted, everything is just good. And Najee Harris is pretty much the only weapon that Pittsburgh possesses right now. So I think that, that between that, his injury history, and, probably just the wear and tear of leading that Alabama backfield is going to finally catch up to Najee. And I think it's been catching up to Najee this season, to be truly honest with you. Hollywood Brown is my wide receiver.
That line sucks.
Yeah, it's freaking god-awful. Hollywood Brown, last week it worked with Christian Kirk. He got shut down by that star-studded cornerback room. So I'm going to go with Hollywood Brown. This one, I think I'm echoing the Kyler Murray too, because I think that Cardinals overall are going to have a bad game. This is the one that I know Coop is like laughing at because I just praised this guy. But this was early on in the week before I knew all this information about his history against the Chargers. David Njoku. And I'm going to just roll with the punches here. I'm going to eat my L at the end of the week when it, bites me in the butt. David Njoku. The reason I thought of him at the beginning was because the secondary for the Chargers is actually pretty damn good. Derwin James covers a lot of the tight ends, and he's just a super tall athletic safety. He was just, who's that guy he just like picked up and just dropped on his butt? I'm amazed by how good Derwin James is. And then Carolina defense.
I think it was Kelsey. He did that too.
Yeah, it was Kelsey. You're absolutely right.
Tight end, yeah, maybe. And Panthers because, they're playing my Niners. So it's pretty much what that analysis.
No, it was because the Niners were going to keep Baker Mayfield off the field so much that the defense is going to run out of gas and have to give up a lot of points.
Like I said, because it's a play of my team. All right, let's go to
mine. The Razor Garoppolo.
I guess I didn't put the ticker on mine either. Geno Smith is my sit this week. I know everyone's been high on Geno, but we're going to see a Geno Smith game. In New Orleans, they are tough to play. tough defense. They are eighth against fantasy QBs. I see a tough day for Mr. Geno. Jamal Williams, we brought this up earlier. New England, they are, I believe, seventh against fantasy running backs. I don't see a big day for Jamal. New England schemes well. As we talked about, you talked about taking away their best weapon. I think that's pretty much it in the running game. I mean, it's Jamal Williams and that's it. So I like to see Bill will shut that down, I think. Deontay Johnson against Buffalo. I don't need to go on any further. It's Buffalo. It's Mitch Trubisky, whoever, Kenny Pickett, whatever the guy is, doesn't matter. They're still going to be in trouble.
Kenny Pittsburgh.
Yeah, whoever. Taysom Hill I think I got that mixed up. They're not playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
No, they're not playing Tampa Bay. And you praised, Taysom Hill in the earlier segment.
I did. I don't know why I put him in there because I thought I was putting him as my start, actually. I thought it was like a spot start. It's been
Taysom
a long
Hill's
day.
Playing the Seahawks it's at home.
It's been a long day. I'm gonna go ahead and just forget. I'll eat it here. Taysom Hill, he hasn't shown up all year. Whatever.
One game.
Eagles at Arizona. I actually disagree with you guys, and we'll talk about this more on Sunday. I think we're gonna be flying high in this matchup. I think the Eagles still win this game, but I think offenses are gonna eat in this ball game. So I think it's gonna be a fun game to watch, nonetheless. All right, let's go on to finish up our matchups. I got to go back into my book here because I think I'm a little too far. The 49ers, we were just talking about them, at Carolina. 49ers, number one against fantasy QBs, third against running backs, fifth against receivers, fifth against tight ends. Just like the Bills, adjust what you want, a great defense. Carolina, they're 14th versus quarterbacks and running backs. They're 19th versus receivers and 18th versus the tight ends. Justin, who you like on the Niner side?
The defense, George Kittle, Debo Samuel, and maybe Jeff Wilson for a touchdown. Other than that, Jimmy Garoppolo, don't want any part of it. Brandon Ayuk, you got to show up before I want any part of that. And even Jeff Wilson, because that defense is pretty good against the run, I'm kind of still iffy on it, but I can see him getting a goal line touchdown and saving his day. So that's where I'm kind of out this 49ers offense. And I think it's going to be a low scoring game. And, Robbie Gold's going to be a big part of this game.
Robbie Gold, make sure you plug and play Robbie Gold this week. Nick, who do you like on the Carolina side of the ball? Anyone?
Like CMC because you have to play him. Even though the Niners are sixth against wide receivers and they are second against running backs, you have to play CMC. And I think a big contributor to the Panthers is going to be the beer vendors. They're going to really help the Panthers fans. But other than that, CMC just by name alone. Other than that, just flush everybody.
They're definitely going to need some Bud Light in Carolina. All right, Dallas at the Rams. Dallas is 7th versus fantasy QBs, 13th versus running backs, 9th versus receivers, 7th versus tight ends. Rams, they are 21st against fantasy QBs. First against fantasy running backs, 31st against the receivers, and first versus tight end. They're all over the place. Nick, who you like on Dallas's side of the ball?
I like CeeDee Lamb. That's
no
about
Cooper
it.
Rush. You know, where would you put Cooper Rush?
Where would I? I think I have him ranked 28th because he can hand off like nobody's business. I don't like Zeke. I don't like anybody else but CeeDee Lamb.
So both you and Justin give me analysis of teams where you love the receivers, but you don't like the quarterbacks. That's interesting. Justin,
because he's only gonna get the ball to one receiver consistently, and that's going to be CeeDee Lamb.
We shall see. Justin, what say you on the Rams side of the ball?
Managing the effects of heart disease and stroke can be challenging for the people who live with it and for supportive people like you who care for others often more than they care for themselves. Millions of caregivers like you make sacrifices every day without thinking of how it may impact their own well-being. That's why the American Heart Association is asking caregivers to boldly advocate for themselves like they do for others, because your mental, physical, and emotional health depends on it. Start by eating well, being more active, getting a full 7 to 8 hours of sleep,
and just making time for yourself. Learn more through the American Heart Association by visiting heart.org/caregiver.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
So, Coop, it's funny that you say that. Last week, 49ers Rams, Matthew Stafford was a hot pile of garbage. Cooper Kupp was, I believe, in the top three of wide receivers.
Very true.
Yep. And that leads right into where I'm going. Start Cooper Kupp, start Tyler Higbee. Everybody else can F off.
Makes sense to me. All right, we were just talking about this game where you guys think that they're going to struggle a little bit. Philly at the Cardinals. Philly, they are fourth against fantasy QBs, 16th versus running backs, 15th versus receivers, 12th versus tight ends. Cardinals are 18th versus quarterbacks, 21st versus running backs, 7th versus receivers, and 31st against tight ends. Nick, who you like on Philly's side of the ball?
I like Philly's. I like Hurts. Like Philly. Yeah, I like Philly. I like everybody. Philly versus everybody. No one likes us, and we don't care. So I like Jalen Hurts. I also like Miles Sanders, going to have a big day. And I like Dallas Goedert and A.J. Brown. It's funny because this game, Philly plays very, very well in the first half because they don't really have to play in the second half. And then Arizona doesn't play until after halftime. So it's going to be an interesting game to see how this matriculates. Philly could be up by like 31 points by halftime. So it may be a throwing fest the second half, but I still say sit Kyler Murray.
I definitely do not agree. Justin, who you like on the Cardinals side?
Zach Ertz revenge game. Ooh. And that's about it. I mean, Kyler Murray, this Eagles defense is a very tough defense to run the ball off.
I hope he studies his playbook.
he's been doing Madden all day long. He's getting real deep into it. Remember that you're talking about the Eagles and not the Phillies. That's hilarious. I'm not keen on Kyler Murray or Hollywood Brown in this game, and definitely not touching James Conner. Talk about somebody who could be on the waiver wire soon. That's somebody who could be on the waiver wire soon because there is a lot of faith that's getting lost in James Conner right now. He's just not producing at a high enough level. So for me, like I said, I'm just going with Zach Ertz. I think he's a target machine, and at tight end, all you need is like 10 targets to be relevant.
I think James Conner's been a little hobbled, and I think the same with Zeke. Ain't nobody dropping James Conner, bro. All right, look, we already talked. We talked your team. We talked Nick's team. We already talked my team. Let's talk about our homer picks. Justin, who's your homer pick this week?
My homer pick this week is going to be Danny Gray. Danny Gray has been practicing, and I mean, here's for the long shots, right? Danny Gray has been practicing, and they need another level to their offense right now. I mean, everything is from the line of scrimmage. Last week, we wanted to praise Jimmy Garoppolo, but the reality was he had 187 yards were attributed to receivers gaining after the catch. So 187 to 239, that doesn't look too good on your score sheet, buddy. So I will just say that Danny Gray can add a different layer to this offense. I think if they can get him out there for a play or two, maybe get him a deep ball or two and he connects, he could take it to the house as he showed us in preseason.
Nick, who's your don't homer pick this week?
Oh, I like Dallas Goedert. He's gonna be double fifth and eating this week because Arizona gives up 16.5 points to the tight end. They're ranked 31st. So there we go, folks. Dallas Goedert gonna eat and get fat this week.
I'm going to go with an obvious play this week. I like Tyreek Hill this week. I like him to make some big plays against the Jets. You want to know why? Because we need him too. It's going to be a big week this week, but I like Tyreek Hill against this Jets offense. Yes, sir. Defense, go ahead. Yes, Justin.
How's the quadricep? I heard that he just showed up on the injury report with a quad injury.
Right. We talked about that earlier. I don't know where you were at, but I had mentioned that he had been a little hobbled, but he will be good to go.
You run through it so fast. I don't even know who you actually talk about.
I like him as a big play this week. He should be fine to play. And, you know, again, with Jalen Waddle, I talked about him with that groin injury. You know, him a little hobbled. I like Tyreek Hill to show up big for the Dolphins this week. America's team. All right, let's finish it up with the night game. We got the I'm way off here. It's the Bengals at the Ravens. The Bengals are 5th versus QBs. They're 10th versus running backs. They're 11th versus receivers, 15th versus tight ends. The Ravens, 31st versus fantasy QBs. 19th versus running backs, 14th versus receivers, and 14th versus tight ends. Justin, who you like on Bengals side of the football?
For the Bengals, Jamar Chase, throw out T. Higgins. Just absolutely, this defense cannot guard receivers. They cannot get you. They are not a presence deep. So Jamar Chase, bounce back game. T. Higgins, continue this streak that you're on right now. Joe Burrow, 100%. Chips in, let's go. And then you know what? Joe Mixon is a good play in this one. I'm hesitant on playing Hayden Hurst, but that's just because I've never really liked Hayden Hurst. I think he's kind of just a layman's version of a tight end. Like, he's just kind of that journeyman guy, you know. He can make a play or two here or there, but he's a plotter and doesn't really have too much athletic ability, more than I do, but you know, not too much as far as the tight end position goes. You know, a long shot would be Tyler Boyd, but I don't think I'm taking that long shot.
I mean, if I have Tyler Boyd on my team, you know what I mean? I'm looking for a flex play. I'm flexing him all day. I think, you talked about them not being able to stop that deep threat. That's pretty much his game. So, I think I'd like to see him get at least one this weekend. Nick, what say you on the Ravens side? Who you like?
Ooh, this one's going to be tough. I'm always saying it's going to be tough because, look, Cincinnati is 4th against quarterbacks. They're 8th against running backs. So right there, you take out Lamar Jackson, throwing and running. They're number 18 against a tight end. So obviously, you're going to say Mark Andrews. I mean, you're going to start Lamar. I mean, you'd be fooled not to. But they are surprisingly number 29 against kickers. So if you got Justin Tucker, you got to find point somewhere, right? So why not get it from the all-time greatest kicker ever? So Justin Tucker should have a big game. But yeah, you're gonna start Lamar. You're gonna start Andrews and Tucker. That's it.
Tucker, he's still going.
And Duvernay. Duvernay's because, like I said, he is the number one receiver.
There you go. There's still something. We don't need him here. If somebody has Justin Tucker, they're starting him, Nick. All right, let's go to the final Monday night matchup. The Raiders
are starting J.K. Dobbins, that's for sure.
Right. Well, I don't know. I might start him this week. Raiders at the Chiefs. The Raiders are 29th versus fantasy QBs. They're 23rd versus running backs, 20th versus receivers, 21st versus tight ends. On the Chiefs side, they are 28th versus fantasy QBs. QBs and running backs are 28th. Receivers are 25th. Tight ends are 23. I mean, this could be that fantasy bonanza we've been talking about. Nick, who you like on the Raiders side of the ball?
Everybody. I like everybody, but even though I like everybody, I'm cautious about Darren Waller because Darren Waller really has not shown up this season. Even though the Raiders are 20th against the tight end, not the Raiders. The Chiefs are 23rd against the tight end. It would be, if it was anybody else, you say start him. But Waller hasn't been having a good game a good season so far. And the sneaky good play could be Hunter Renfrow.
Yeah, but who are you sitting for, you know, Darren Waller? I mean, honestly.
Managing the effects of heart disease and stroke can be challenging for the people who live with it and for supportive people like you who care for others often more than they care for themselves. Millions of caregivers like you make sacrifices every day without thinking of how it may impact their own well-being. That's why the American Heart Association is asking caregivers to boldly advocate for themselves like they do for others, because your mental, physical, and emotional health depends on it. Start by eating well, being more active, getting a full 7 to 8 hours of sleep, and just making time for yourself. Learn more through the American Heart Association by visiting heart.org/caregiver.
A team that plays crappy against the tight end like Seattle, it's 30 seconds, so you might want to play Taysom Hill. You might want to play Dallas Goedert over Waller, because they're the 30th ranked defense against the tight end in Arizona.
I mean, I don't know who's got Goddard and Wallard on their team, but they're looking pretty nice for sure. If they do,
some Justin, crazy school might have wasted two picks.
Justin, what say you on the Chiefs side? Who you like? Professor, by the way, Professor Kevin said start everyone, and the same on the Bengals side. He just said start them all. Just throw them all in there. Who do you like?
Throw everyone on the roster, even the deep ones. You know what? Patrick Mahomes, I'm looking this up right now, 7-1 against the Raiders all time. He owns the Raiders, to say the least. He really does. He averages 318 yards against them. He always seems to have some of his best games against the Raiders. So, I mean, if you were ever considering it before, you're not considering it now that I'm telling you this information. Start Patrick Mahomes 1,000%. I don't care if you got Josh Allen there too. Start him. This is where it gets tricky. Who do you start at wide receiver? So for me, I start to go into who's getting the majority of the target share. That would be Juju Smith-Schuster. But is he really making the most of it?
Get you 4 points a game.
I mean, he'll get you four catches a game, which is 4 points, and then a little bit on, tacked onto the side. So for me, I'll start Juju as a flex. CEH is becoming an RB2 in my books, because whether it's rushing or receiving, he is almost booking himself in every single week for 14 points, which is pretty crazy at this level. Considering we were like thinking he was just a wash maybe this year, you know, everybody was already considering him out. This game also has a chance because it's at Arrowhead, and the Raiders are notorious for getting blown out at Arrowhead. So this might have implications for even starting Isaiah Pacheco as a low-end flex, because he might end up coming in the back end of the game and absolutely blowing the Raiders away, maybe getting a touchdown 60 yards, kind of like he did in the first game. Plus, his usage has been going up. Obviously, Kelce, you just start him. Just start him. You're doing yourself a favor. And then I don't know if I want any part of Marquez Valdes-Scantling. I don't think I want to roll the dice with that. So, yeah, I think Marquez Valdes-Scantling is the only one I'm saying hell no to.
Yeah, I think pretty much, you know, like Professor Kevin said, start everyone. You know, like you said, though, a little cautious on the receiver side with the Chiefs. But I like Davante Adams on the other side. I like all the receivers on that side. You know, like you said, just don't know who's going to be that guy. He might end up throwing a CEH a lot. He might throw him to Kelce. You're just not sure. It's such a roulette. Hey, Patrick Mahomes told us before the season started, so we should have listened. All right, you guys know what time it is. The end of the Friday show. It's time for our ultimate DFS lineups. In honor of basketball season, I got my John Cena get up on tonight. That's my wrestling gear tonight. All right, Cypher, my ultimate DFS lineup. All right, Justin, we'll start with you. Talk about your lineup.
John Cena was a Celtics fan.
Just meant the basketball motif.
No, I know. I'm just fucking around. So I got Derek Carr at 5,900. So we were just talking about possible blowout at Arrowhead. Here's the thing. Derek Carr's now got a lot of weapons. He's got Davante Adams. He's got, you know, Darren Waller. Hunter Renfro's coming back this week. Mac Hollins has shown out. I think he has enough to keep himself into this game. And at 5,900, He's a lot cheaper than what Patrick Mahomes is going for, and you can spend that money elsewhere. Dalvin Cook is my big money play, and that's because he has a good track record against the Bears, and the Bears have one of the worst defenses against the run this year. Like I said, I look for him to get on track with his first 100-yard season or first 100-yard game this week against the Bears. And then James Robinson, another guy who's playing a lackluster defense against the rush. Like I said before, 167 yards on average the Texans are giving up. Looking at James Robinson as a steady lock for this one. Then Christian Kirk. I like Christian Kirk in this game. It's a bounce-back game for him, really, because he got kind of shut out in the last game. He still had a strong performance, just not in fantasy numbers. And I think this week he'll put it on in the slot, and he'll get back to that 5 to 6 catch range where maybe he gets 100 yards as well. And at 6,600, that's pretty good. I talked about Terry McLaurin possibly being the big deep threat with the Jahan Dotson being out. And then Garrett Wilson. I know Coop's not going to like this one, but I think Garrett Wilson has a good chance to smoke some of those Dolphins defenders. And, I'm going to go with Garrett Wilson having a big game at 5,200. Ramondre Stevenson's my flex. Love it against the Detroit Lions. I think that a lot of people are really like, oh, who's the running back? Who's the running back here? It doesn't really matter if they're just going to run the ball with both of them. You know, if Ramondre Stevenson comes away with a touchdown, he's already cashed in on that total. Irv Smith Jr., I just got to keep throwing the dart with Irv Smith Jr. somehow, you know. He's going to land somewhere. Now the 49ers defense, because I'm a mark for myself, I'm going to be going to the game, and I just want to see Nick Bosa stick the flag in Baker Mayfield's back one more time.
Nice. You're going to the game? Didn't even know that. You gotta
yes, see sir. I will be live streaming from Carolina.
All right. Sunday. There we go. That's what I'm talking about. Make sure you bring your TSS cards. All right, Nick, let's talk about your ultimate DFS lineup.
Okay, so I got Tom Brady going up against the 23rd-ranked defense in the Atlanta Falcons for 6,000. I got James Robinson, 6,300, going up against their 32nd-ranked run defense in the Houston Texans. I got the Devin Singletary, 6,100, going up against the 25th-ranked defense of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Terry McLaurin, we already covered him. Amari, my second best Cooper at 6,200 going up against the Tennessee 29th ranked passing defense. Chris Godwin on the comeback. I got that stack against Tampa Bay. I'm sure against Atlanta. And then my flex, I got Khalil Herbert. I think he's going to have a nice game against Minnesota because they are ranked at 26 against the run. And I got your America's team, Miami Dolphins, on defense against the New York We Suck Jets.
That's the smartest thing you've said all day. All right, let's go on to my ultimate DFS lineup. And, you know, the big money play for me is Joe Burrow. Like, you know, if I spent any money, I spent a lot of money, it's on Joe Burrow. I've talked about how bad that Ravens defense is against fantasy QBs. I think he's the big play today. I already talked about Josh Jacobs. He's one of my starts this week. So we all like James Robinson. Look at that. All of us got James Robinson against his Houston Texans defense. So I think that's saying something. Definitely look out for him this week. Mike Williams, I talked about him earlier with all the troubles going on in the receiving core. I like him. I like Robert Woods. I already mentioned him earlier as well, being that Treylon Burks is going to be out. So look for Robert Woods to be the main guy against the defense. It's not very good against receivers anyway. Tyler Boyd, I always just mentioned him a minute ago. I like him finding one deep. Raheem Mostert, again, my homer pick. No, it wasn't my homer pick this week, but my homer pick usually every week. I like him to be a big play this week. I'm waiting for him to bust that long one. I think this is that time this week, finally. TJ Hockenson, I went ahead and spent a little bit more on the tight end this week because I like the position he's in. They're going to have to throw the football, a lot. I think they're going to be throwing it a lot. And, you know, again, with Amon-Ra Brown probably not playing, it's a good play. Justin, I like the 49ers play against this Carolina offense, which is not very good. We know how Baker likes to turn that ball over. So, all right. Well, that will do it for Friday night. We appreciate you guys. Don't forget to check us out on Sunday. We got Jay's Plug of the Week. We're at Brian Scott on to talk about injuries. We'll also have Mikey Betts on, continue his enormous hot streak he's had on TSS. I hope you guys have been betting behind him because he's definitely been pulling it out on his prop bets. We're going to have all the weather. We're going to have all lots of good stuff on Sunday. It'll be at 8 a.m., so make sure you check us out then. Until then, we appreciate you, and we are out.
We're on a mission.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.